All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube, where we just broke 100,000 subscribers. Super excited about this. Thank you very much. Anyhow, in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Today is Tuesday, March 28th, and it is Mark's birthday. Okay, do me a favor and click like on this video and type a comment. Wish him happy birthday.
Thank you, Marcus.
All right. We're going to talk about the markets besides your birthday. And so as of yesterday, the S&P 500 is up 3 days in a row. But the question is, will it last? And then we'll take a look at it, how we are trading the markets, because there was some action with our trade. So we'll take a look at this. If this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This birthday boy is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And we're real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And markets are trying to figure out, what are we doing here? Are we having a banking or financial crisis? Do we still have inflation worries? What about interest rates? What's happening here?
It's wait and see, Marcus. The S&P was higher yesterday, slightly pulling back from highs, finishing a little bit lower than where we started the day, but still finishing the day positive. It definitely looks like traders are trying to figure out what's next. The banking woes or concerns seem to have dissipated somewhat, but I think traders just trying to figure out, is this a buying opportunity or should they be scared?
Yeah, and I brought up the KRE, the SBR, the regional banking ETF here. And we see that over the last few days, it's definitely a little bit quieter. So now the question is, okay, did the Fed raise interest rates too fast, too high, or do they still have work to do? And this is where it goes back to what's on the economic calendar. And there's really not a whole lot going on this week until Friday, when we have the core PCE price index, the Fed's favorite inflation gauge.
And that's going to be important. We know that CPI data, PPI data is looked at. But like you said, this is one of, if not the most important inflation gauge for the Fed. The Fed wants to see inflation come down and to unemployment to come up a little bit. That's what they need to see for them to stop raising rates. Right now, a quarter point is still on the table. It's what the Fed basically has said they expect or want to get to their target level. Right now, we see traders kind of mixed on that idea, whether or not the Fed's going to raise at their May meeting.
Yeah, but this we're also right now, I mean, we talked about it, these probabilities, they change almost on a daily basis. So now, this morning, it was actually 51% for leaving interest rates the same. Now it has slightly changed. And then we see how long will rates stay up there before the Fed starts lowering interest rates. And this is where the Fed said, we are keeping an eye on the data. This is why this Friday is an important day, because that's where we get more inflation data. But even this morning, Mark, we had a few economic reports that were released.
Yeah, you see some housing data there coming out a little bit better than expected. Interesting. For not the best thing for the economy, but to get inflation under control and to get more price stability, the Fed wants to see economic activity slow down, at least until inflation's under control. So some more data there just saying that, hey, things aren't as bad as people might be saying or expect.
Yeah, and then also the consumer confidence coming in higher than expected. And I mean, I thought we were in the middle of a banking crisis here. This is what everybody kept saying over the last 2 weeks. But consumers seem to be shaking this off. Consumer confidence surprisingly rising last month at 103.4 was expected to drop to 101, but rising to 104.2. So it just shows the economy seems to be resilient. Consumers seem to be still very confident. And that is because we have such a strong labor market.
Absolutely. Now, this is a reading for February, so it doesn't include the concerns that took place in March. But nonetheless, it just shows that consumers and the market's resilient.
Yeah. And this, even this morning, Disney said that they are starting their layoffs as they announced a few weeks ago, and that this week and next week, they will start with laying off 7,000 people. Disney's slightly down, but this is pretty much in line with the overall market, because if you're looking at the S&P, we're down 0.25%. NASDAQ, high interest rates. This is where the NASDAQ is getting hit a little bit harder, but only down 0.7%. The Dow actually slightly up here this morning. But as I said, it's a hurry up and wait right now.
Absolutely. So down a little bit, you could say mixed since the Dow is slightly higher. But if it felt like we wanted to drift higher early on, now it kind of feels like we want to dip a little bit. What do you think, Marcus?
Yeah, I mean, just looking at a five-minute chart where earlier was lower, then pushing higher, then we had the consumer confidence pushing lower. I mean, as you can see, this is really what we describe technically correctly as a diddling along market. I mean, the market is struggling to find a direction, and this is where we are looking for some news. And right now, there are no real news in the markets. There's no news from the banking sector. The only news that we had this morning was a little bit from the cryptocurrencies. Did you see what happened there? So cryptocurrencies, if you look here at the daily chart, had a little bit of a dip yesterday.
Yeah, what's going on with crypto?
Yeah, this is Binance, another crypto exchange right now, served a letter from the SEC saying that they are violating their oversight responsibilities in terms of money laundering, and that they actually encourage users in the U.S., to use VPN, virtual private networks, to conceal where users are and to circumvent it. So this is where Binance, of course, said, no, this is all bogus. But we see that, I mean, Gensler with the SEC said he wants to regulate the crypto market a little bit more. But I must say that overall, the cryptocurrencies are taking it fairly well. So still trading here around $27,000 in Bitcoin. And Ethereum are trading at around $1,800.
Yeah, and I noticed it seemed like Coinbase was actually down pre-market, but opened the day flat and is slightly positive considering it's a mixed, slightly lower day. It seems like traders don't really care.
Yeah. So the other thing that I think is notable to mention this morning is the two-year yield. The two-year yield right now trading above 4% again. And I mean, what a difference. A month ago, we were trading above 5%, then dropped all the way down to 3.5%, now up to 4%. And this is what just shows that traders actually don't know what to make of this environment and what interest rates might do. And this is why it's changing on a daily basis. But trading above 4 is a good sign. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, just because of that flight to safety, that big push, you see that huge drop in the yield, and that was driven by bonds and demand, right? And so, I mean, in theory, we want lower yields, but based on what recently took place in this drift higher, probably not a bad thing.
Yeah. Right. Let's take a look at our positions. And then we also have another trade for you today. If you like the idea of us showing you a few possibilities, just click on like or leave a comment below. I really appreciate this. And with that said, first, we'll take a look at our existing positions and see how they're doing. And first up here, CTRA, Coterra Energy, right now up nicely from yesterday, 1.3%, trading just above 24. Not enough for me to sell calls just yet, but you sold the 22, was it 22 or 22.50?
22.
The 22. How is that looking? Are you able to close that today?
Yeah, it's at 90%. Now on this one, it tends to trade in 5 cent increments, and so I got 25 cents on that put. So I collected some nice premium base. I mean, with a $23 stock getting 25 cents for a week is great. But since I do have some open positions, I don't really need to free up the buying power on this one. So I'm gonna let this go to expiration. But I have a partial fill. Actually, I think there's one more I need to get filled on AMD. So I mean that's a whole nother story. We could talk about that in a minute. Sorry.
Yeah.
Getting all over the place.
Well, we'll talk about AMD, but right now also GM, that is the position that I entered last Thursday. Sold it for 35 cents, trying to buy it back for 3 cents. Right now trading at 4 over 5 cents. So I'm doing good here. Happy with this position, and maybe it gets filled sometime later today. Right now GM slightly down a quarter of a percent here, General Motors. But I like this one. So let's talk about Google, and maybe this where let's start with AMD and then moving on to Google.
Yeah, I jumped the gun. I mentioned that last week I rolled the 101 calls up to 102, got a buck 25 on that. So bringing down the break even another $1.25, which I like. Now, I kind of have mixed feelings about this one because I would love to see AMD stay up there around 100. Instead, it's down 3% today, but it did give me an opportunity to buy back most of those 102 calls. I still have an order in to close. The remainder at 102 for 12 cents. So that's my plan, 90% max profit. I could do that. And then the goal would be to get out of those calls, be free and clear, and then see some more follow through, another push towards 100 so I could sell calls again this week.
Yeah. All right. Sounds like a solid plan. And this is where Google, very similar. So Google right now down 2%, slightly less, but also a pullback here. I got assigned at 108. My break even is at 103.04. So right now, not being able to sell calls. I had an opportunity last week. I was holding off because I thought that we would push through. Well, in hindsight, we're all the greatest traders, aren't we? So this is where, yeah, should have, would have, could have, didn't do it. So waiting for another push here higher, so that I can sell calls against my existing position. But this is what's happening right now with big tech. I mean, whether we're looking at Microsoft being down today 1.2%, I believe it was also Meta being down. So big tech, they're down 1.6%. So that's kind of in line with what we see here also in Google and AMD. So not too concerned about this. All right, IWM, we traded this one, and we were both able to close this at 90% of the max profits yesterday. So you actually closed it at 80% because for you it was a one-day trade. I did it at 90%, but both we closed our position. So this one gone.
Hey, for the record, I got 85%.
Very important. All right. PNC. So this is PNC Financial Services Group. We got assigned at 147 for me, 146 for you. We're able to lower our cost basis to 141.50 for me, 136 for you. Right now, a little bit up 0.7% for the day. So a little bit against the markets right now, which is good for us, but currently nothing yet to do. I think we need some more news from the banking sector that this crisis is, in fact, over. It seems to have slowed down. It seems that especially First Republic Bank, FRC, which has been in the news, is also a little bit quieter here. And that's where basically everybody wants to see, do we have another bank failing, or was that it? Is this contained? And this is where right now it's kind of a wait and see, but I do believe that once traders believe that it is contained, there will be a quick snapback here.
I agree. I agree. Finding some support here, seeing a little bit of range, an update for PNC when markets are mixed or slightly lower. I think that's a positive.
All right. So yesterday, we gave you a trade, Oxy. So yesterday we said, hey, there's a good possibility to sell the 56 put. And look at this. This morning, Oxy up almost 3%. So this would have been a good trade if you had taken this one. We chose not to trade it because for me, it's highly correlated to Coterra Energy, CTRA. And also for you, since you do have an open put here, so this is why we decided to pass on this one. But this turns out to be a really nice trade.
Yeah, and the correlation, it's kind of on the cusp. I was going back and forth on it, but absolutely great trade, nice support. And, you know, this move coming on news or a filing that Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway has purchased another 3.7 million shares. So now they own 23.5% of Oxy. And, you know, we talked a little bit about it this morning in the Mastermind group. I will not trade Oxy blindly just because it's a Berkshire Hathaway investment. But you know that there are Warren Buffett followers and people who are living and breathing Buffett and will do any trade anything that he does. And that just gives it a little extra element of support, right? So why not? If the stock's a great wheel stock where it's trading in a nice range, you have nice support. I mean, to me, it's a wheel worthy anyway, but that Warren Buffett investment just gives it a little extra confidence for me.
All right. I agree. And it turned out to be a good trade. If you missed this yesterday and you're looking for a trade, click on like, because we have one coming up for you. Just want to see if this is something that you enjoy when we are showing you some possibilities here. And this is why, hey, vote with your thumbs up here. So, all right. This morning we looked at this with our masterminds, Discover Financial Services. Looking actually pretty solid. This is a nice sideways trading stock. Right now, it is possible to sell the 90 put expiring on Friday, getting 30 cents for this. This would allow you for a 5% drop. So, I mean, Mark, this looks like a good opportunity. Why wouldn't we take it?
Yeah, I mean, nice sideways movement, nice support, nice premium. I like the strike. There has been a little uncertainty because they basically are an online bank, and so banks have been hit with some of the recent turmoil in the banking sector, but this one's held up. This one's super solid, and Marcus, I'd be giving it a go if I wasn't already in PNC. So with
that's it. This is where we have the asset correlation, right? And we want to see what is the correlation here. And we see the correlation between DFS, Discover Financial Services, and PNC is 0.7. So this is a little bit too high. For us, or for me personally, the cutoff is at 0.65. We also see that DFS is pretty highly correlated to GM. So for these reasons, DFS and a high correlation to the other positions that I have in the portfolio, this is where I must say, nope. Not for me. If I wouldn't be in PNC, I would definitely consider this one.
Agree.
All right. Well, hope you like this and enjoy it. If you do, give us a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. This way you get notified whenever we release a new video. And we have some more videos for you right here. Take a look at this. This way you get an idea of how we are trading, why we are trading, the way how we trade, and give you a little bit more insight. Check it out, and then we'll see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.
And happy birthday, Mark.